Welcome to Ego Netcast. I am Martin Lindeskog. And I have a so-called buff. This is a live streaming session for future upcoming episode of Ego Netcast 137. And as I said, I'm explaining now on video. And I will check if it's going live. Excuse me here, I will do a cough here. It's early in the morning and I overslept, and I will talk a bit about that scheduling also and before I go to the topic. But I have a buff, so-called, on my face here. It's like a scarf or have a protection for, you could have for your head and face area and mouth. And it's a symbol here, so to talk about this topic, it has a thin blue line, and that's supporting the police force, and it's a blue line on this buff. And we'll come back to that, why I have this as a symbol, and I will have other things also. I'm going to talk about that directly, and this is then so-called good audio and live streaming to explain it in the future upcoming edited episode. Only audio, but now I'm in front of a camera holding a hammer, a Thor's hammer in plastic. And I will do this live streaming often on Thursday, either on Swedish time or American time still. And I said that I will do this live streaming on Sunday. It's already now Monday, Swedish time, and East Coast, it's already Monday, but still on West Coast time in California, it's Sunday. So I put that on Facebook. And talking about that, I will now see and check if it's on Facebook, because I had planned this 2 hours ago almost, so maybe it will not work, because it has some, when you set up this, the API and some settings, it could be that I'm too late now. But you'll see here, it's, I don't see anything on live on Facebook. I couldn't find this live event. Now I know that it's removing live events after 30 days. So it's something that Facebook had changed, but I can't see it. But then I will check here on my phone and see if it's on YouTube live.
But I can't see it.
Yes, so now it's stereo, Meta. So showing my phone here, and you will. So, good. And then last one I tried to distribute to was Twitter, or X as it's called now. And I can't see it anywhere. So now it's only on YouTube. I could also have up to 3 destinations I could stream live. And I have a channel also on Rumble, and I will see if I could be more active on that. And I could also do on Instagram. And then you could do your own feed to other places. So I will talk to Boomcaster Harry here in the new year. And by the way, Happy New Year. It's Fire Horse, or the burning horses running. Horse, the year of a horse in Asian New Year here, upcoming. So maybe it will be jump into the future. So talking about that then, about sources, about this news, I have retweeted something from a TV channel called Tusi TV. And I got recommendation of that on Twitter by a Swedish, could say, debating female, Agnes, and Agnes World or Wald, or she's much into education and so on. And she had said what to cover what's happening in Iran. So it's two topics today, or you could say three, with new media and my future plans of Egonetcast, my first podcast that I started in 2006. Egonetcast, and I started blogging in 2002. So in order to cover what's happening, and this could be also follow up with the scheduling, the mainstream media, why is it hard to find what's going on in the world in certain areas and from different angles? Is it anything? Does it have anything to do with where it's coming from, the angle, the perspective, and the leaning, if it's left-leaning or whatever? That's something to think about. So I was saying now, because now the dictator Maduro, together with his wife, is toppled and taken care of, and is now in a prison in the USA. And this has been by order of Donald Trump. And I have a book here, and now it's again showing on the audio, so to speak. I bought it at the Swedish book fair in Gothenburg by Swedish International Liberal Society or Center. And here's a book from, and I'm showing now to the camera. It's from 2015, so it's 10 years old. And it's by Kajsa Norman in Swedish. Den som tröttnar förlorar kampen om Venezuela. A person, or that is, don't continue, or you get bored, or don't have energy to continue, lose the fight or the battle about Venezuela. And now it seems that the battle is won, but is it really for the interest of America and the free world and the Western world? Or is this chess play going on in the world? So first I was pretty happy about the news, and I'm, but for the record, of course, this dictator that have been ruled the country for a long time should be get rid of. Then, of course, people talk about, are you allowed to do that in this way? Something called the civil rights and the people's rights and the United Nations, and how to do it certain ways. And that we could talk about history. How do you negotiate with dictatorship? And the people there have been tortured, under pressure, living in dictatorship. Many have fled Venezuela. This is something that will be studied in the future. And again, why is it so little about it in Western media? It's good that you have then liberal think tanks and others that write books about it and talk about it. They have been pretty quiet. It was, I saw on Twitter here, it was somebody did remembered what the Communist Party leader said. And it's called now the left party in Sweden, what he said when Maduro won, so-called, when he stole the election first time around, that it was a good thing, according to his view. It's similar to the historical thing here in Sweden. It's many people have this idea about Cuba, how good it is there. But it's a double society, or you live in different ways. If you are going there as a tourist, you're giving money, hard cash dollars, to the people in power, and the people living there under dictatorship, they are suffering really hard. So now Maduros are gone, but will it be free now? And again, I think it was good that he got rid of, but who will come instead? Recently, and I don't remember her name now, but recently a person, an activist for freedom, and an opposition leader won the Nobel Peace Prize in Norway. And I have some issues about this prize. Back in the day, like people like Arafat won it from the so-called People Liberation, what do you call it, organization, terrorist organization there in that Arafat run. And but also others have been good guys, like Solzhenitsyn, I think, from Russia, from Soviet Union, won. But now this person, woman, won, and she seems to be a great individual. The person now that have initiated this coup, or what you say, attacked against Venezuela, Trump, he wanted to win this peace prize. So could this have something to do with what is going on right now? So I said, of course, you're welcome to get rid of a dictator, but what's coming instead? So I watched Robert Trzynski, and he's running for Congress in, I think it's Virginia state, and he did a great analysis. So I will include that in the show notes, you could say, on here on YouTube, and then also in the show notes in the forthcoming edited episode of EgoNetcast podcast number 137. So, and there you will have something to think about, that what he's doing, especially how he did it. So he didn't talk to the Congress, they didn't have a discussion. He did this with his power. And it's all about, in a way, oil. And I have no problem with that either, in a way. You could talk about how the oil countries, so-called in the Middle East, who invented that, and the technology, it was Western companies, and there it was overtaken by state-owned companies and the rulers there in Saudi Arabia and other places. And that's something to not be dependent on that. Instead, you should support oil countries like Norway, Canada, and others, I think. So it has something to do with oil, and the same thing back in the day in Iraq. Instead of going after Iran, they went to USA after Iraq and said it was about these weapons of mass destruction. Instead, it was probably a political power play. So that's something to think about. A comedian, and he's on Snapchat, YouTube, and others, having a show called Left, Center, Right, I think it's called, something like that. He went through that pretty in a good way, what it's all about. Again, I'm happy that Maduros are gone, but the thing is, who will be in place? And it seems that it is somebody that is like a senior politician in this dictatorship rule mob organization. So it's not this Nobel Prize winner coming from that party or something like that. And that could be that now this will be like almost like this mob thing, and a loyal person position to Americas and others. So what will happen with the freedom in Venezuela? And we will see. But it's interesting how this chess game is playing out. And at the same time, then, things are happening in Iran at last. And this has been after the so-called revolution there by the Ayatollah Khomeini, the dictatorship there by the mullahs and the clerics and the religious people that have had country going backwards for a long time and living under the Sharia law. So things are happening now, and it have been boiling for a long time. I could mention that John Cox and Alan Forkum of Cox and Forkum had a editorial cartoonist series of on cartoons on Iran. They are still valid and very newsworthy and actual, you could say. So at last, it's happening now here. And then I found this Tusi TV and saw it was over 1 hour. And talking about that, I will try to do this short and sweet. It's, we'll see here how long I've been babbling and talking. But yeah, around 15 minutes or something like that. So before, when it had been pressured, it needs the moral support, especially the youth and student movement needs to see that they have support from the Western and world and the free world. Because Iran is sponsoring the clerics and the mullahs, the politicians there, are sponsoring terrorism. What's going on like in Lebanon and in Middle East, like Hezbollah and others, it's coming from Iran. So this, if it's going in the right way, it will be very interesting how this will play out. For example, for Lebanon, if that could be free and peaceful, it will be very interesting. So that's why Venezuela happened, because they have had supporting and backing by the Iranians, like the politicians and the people in power there. So now it says out there in the Times, I think of the British newspaper, that the clerics and the mullahs and Ayatollah Khomeini and his inner circle of like 20 people, family and people in his closest circle, politicians, are planning to take a helicopter and go to, could you have a guess, to Moscow in Russia. Because it's the distance there, it's pretty close to do that. Maybe it would be more convenient to go to Afghanistan, for example. But now this is probably happening. And then they will bring out, you know, the cash, all the documents there that's important for them and other things, and the access that they have with different estates and properties and so on that they have taken and stolen from people in Iran. So it will be interesting how that plays out, if Iran really will be free now. And then individuals like Reza Pahlavi and others could come back and set up a secular society after elections. And that will be really interesting to see what's going on. So, yeah, I think that's what's happening right now. And I'm trying to do this on, again, try to do that on a regular basis, testing this live streaming. I'm more for audio and edited episode, but to ventilate a bit, and often when I could do it on first days, like Thor's hammer, or is it really a storm in a teacup? Or you have this other expression also, that you have in a teacup or in a teapot. Is it lots of talk about nothing, or is it really important? And we'll see how this will pan out, to use this Boomcaster service doing live and then distribute it to destinations like YouTube. And I will see how it will work with others. It will be nice if I could do it on Twitter and X also. So we'll see about that. I will take another sip here of tea. Cheers. And I had also on the subject title, it will be for the episode, Future Home of Ego Netcast. And I had that planned in this, I think last year it was in the spring. And now I've taken a step to go to a service called Beamly, and it's former called Podcast page or podcasting page .io. And it's a service for podcasters that you could use a simple website or page, but you could have different, like a homepage and different tabs for different sections. And automatically, now with this live streaming, it's not going up there, I think. Maybe it could be that I could do the settings, connect it with YouTube. But then it's published by the podcast hosting company Captivate when I upload it there. And I will do that during this week. It will automatically populate, so it will become a post on Beamly. And it's programmed that it'll vary search engine optimization. And you could do some other things like call to actions. You could have an feature there that you as a listener could have do a response, giving me constructive feedback and doing a voice message. It's also that you could follow the podcast. Before it was called subscribe to podcast. And also you could have blog posts and others, and also like support page for donations and so on. This service is costing a bit. So with Squarespace, that I built it, my first page there on for Egonet cost, it was lower in cost. But I did it myself, built that, and I like that I was able to do that. But now I think I will shift over to Beamly. So if you want to support me in this, covering cost, and I think this could be good for spreading a good word and continue with my podcast here, Ego Netcast. And I will come back with that with the name Netcast. It is a podcast, but doing this live on the net, distributing to YouTube, then it's really a net, the internet. This live streaming session is on internet. So I will think about topics and doing it pretty short and sweet, commentary on news going on, ventilating, and also as my name of in Latin, ego, I am, talking about things that's important for me, and see there is what will happen in the future. And as I said before, as a new media advisor, I said start with one podcast. I personally have several ones. Some are laboratory, test, archived, paused, and so on, and some are pretty active. And as a ending, as a personal note here, I've had some issues, struggling, some challenges in my life, in my personal life, in my health and well-being, and so on. But I see the light in the tunnel, so to speak, and that this year will improve in different ways. And I will come back more about that on my latest podcasts called Pluck the Day, and also Swing That Gig. And then for new media and podcasting 2.0, I will do a regular show there called Tea Party Media, teaparty.media. So, and then I have some others also. I will come back with that in the near future. So again, thanks for watching here live, and we'll see if it will be on LinkedIn also. I haven't checked it now because it was recording or streaming a bit late, so maybe that didn't work out, but it is on YouTube at least, so that's good. So thanks again, and talk to you soon again. Bye for now. Cheers.